Good morning, it's Monday, the 12th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. It appears, at long last, fall has arrived in the region. Forecast highs for the week hover around 70 amid partly cloudy skies. Monday will see a high in the mid-70s with an overnight low of 55 degrees. Now on with today's top stories. Tacoma City Councilmember John Hines intends to introduce an ordinance next week that would prohibit unsanctioned homeless camps within 10 blocks of temporary homeless shelters already established in the city. The proposed ordinance would ban encampments near Tacoma emergency micro-shelter sites at 6th Avenue and Orchard Street, South 69th Street and Proctor Street, 60th Street and McKinley Avenue, the stability site at 1421 Puyallup Avenue, the mitigation sites at South 82nd Street and Pacific Avenue and 3561 Pacific Avenue, the Rise Center Emergency Stabilization Shelter, Altimer Memorial Church of God in Christ, Bethlehem Baptist Church, and Shiloh Baptist Church. The buffer would prohibit camping and the storage of personal belongings around those sites on public property. Hines said in an interview with the News Tribune on Thursday his goal is to encourage those in encampments to seek shelter and give temporary shelters relief from encampments being set up near them. Hines said neighborhoods that have a temporary shelter site should not be burdened with an unsanctioned encampment in the area, too. The city's study session is noon Tuesday and can be viewed in person at the Tacoma Municipal Building Council Chambers or virtually at cityoftacoma.org/councilmeetings. Pierce County's cooler housing market brought down the county's median sale price from July, as both pending and closed sales showed year-over-year declines for a third straight month, according to new data. Northwest Multiple Listing Services' latest report showed Pierce County's median closed sale price for August was $555,000, down from $575,000 in July but still up nearly 8% from the same time last year. Listings were up more than 100% compared with last year, but pending sales were down more than 21% from 2021 and closed sales down more than 25% from a year ago. Pierce County wasn't alone. Pending and closed sales year over year were down pretty much across the region. In a separate report, Redfin on Thursday noted that 30-year mortgage rates are now up to 5.89%, their highest level since November 2008. A separate report showed there is a severe shortage in Pierce County for homes $500,000 and below, with those up to $350,000 still selling the fastest with more than 70% pending in the first 30 days of July listings. A 59-year-old Seattle man was suspected of vehicular homicide in a crash on Interstate 5 that killed two people, in one of two fatal crashes reported on the freeway, according to the Washington State Patrol. The double fatal crash was reported at 10:47 p.m. Friday on northbound I-5 near Interstate 405 in Tukwila. A 2004 Honda Pilot was traveling just south of South Center Boulevard when the driver lost control and rolled across all lanes of traffic before coming to a stop on the driver's side in the HOV lane. A 2003 Chevrolet Silverado, driven by the suspect, struck the roof of the Pilot. Both occupants of the Pilot, a 24-year-old Tacoma man and a 35-year-old Federal Way man, were killed at the scene. Drugs or alcohol were a suspected factor in the crash, according to the WSP. The second fatal crash was reported at 2:17 a.m. Saturday, when a 2016 Toyota Camry traveling southbound on I-5 made an emergency maneuver to avoid hitting a disabled 2005 Kia, model unknown, that was blocking a lane just north of 216th Street in SeaTac, the WSP said. But the Camry struck the rear of the Kia, killing the Kia's occupant, a 23-year-old squim man, according to the WSP. A deranged scientist experiments on young people and inadvertently turns one into a snarling creature who becomes the terror of Tacoma. That's the plot of the just-released, 10-episode Netflix series, The Imperfects. The series co-stars Mexican actor Iñaki Godoy as Juan Ruiz, a young graphic novel artist. When Juan and his fellow test subjects are denied their mutant-suppressing drugs, they develop traits they struggle to control. In Juan's case, he becomes a chupacabra, a mythical Latin American werewolf-like creature. He is caught on video surveillance cameras devouring wild animals and pets in the City of Destiny. The show is set in Seattle. New findings released this week in the investigation of a deadly house fire in December pushed Tacoma's homicide count to 34 for 2021. According to state crime records dating back to 1980, the city has never had so many killings. Until this year. As of Thursday afternoon, Tacoma has recorded 35 homicides in 2022. That's two more than were recorded in 1994 and 1988, according to annual reports from the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. Homicides in those years were at the height of a crime wave fueled by gang violence, drugs, and drive-by shootings. Although the number of killings has increased since the 80s and 90s, the homicide rate per 100,000 people has declined. In 1988, Tacoma's population was about 161,400, according to WASPC, putting it at about 20.4 homicides per 100,000 people. The homicide rate in 1994 was 18.0. Last year, the city had a population of about 214,700, making its homicide rate 15.8 per 100,000. The deaths are scattered throughout Tacoma, but mapping shows the majority occurred in neighborhoods southeast of Interstate 5, in the south end and east side, which account for 20 homicides. South Tacoma has recorded 8. The Hilltop neighborhood has had 3, and downtown has seen 4 killings. A man found shot to death in a Tacoma intersection earlier this month has been identified by Pierce County medical examiners. Papalo Asaileon, age 42 of Tacoma, died of a gunshot wound to the torso, according to the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. Saileon's manner of death was homicide, the office reported. A Tacoma Fire Department crew spotted someone down in the street at 5:13 a.m. September 5 at East 72nd and I Streets, police reported. No arrests have been reported. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.